This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, welcome back to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. And it is Friday, the 18th of July, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. And we don't have any guests coming up today because I want to take your calls and cover the news. In fact, I'm going to accelerate through news for the next 30 minutes. Then I'm going to open the phones up and take a half hour of calls on any issue you'd like to discuss, any news item we failed to mention. It's always interesting to take your calls. And we will then get back into news in the second and third hour, continuing with your calls. It's Open Line Friday, as they say. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. Big news day for you. We know that there were leaks inside the British government by people that didn't like being part of, quote, the New World Order. And Tony Blair said that at the Congress yesterday and was hailed by neocons. Now, this is a big government, known communist, and that's where his roots lie. A big government socialist, and the conservatives were worshiping him. And he said New World Order not once, but twice in his dirty little speech. I have the text of it here. And he couched it with, our new world must have order. Yes. So, Tony Blair, but the guy that the evidence shows blew the whistle on lying by the government, premeditated lying, well, he went for a walk and was found face down dead. But don't worry, the British intelligence is investigating their own obvious murder. And I'm sure they'll rule it an accident or a suicide. Kind of like Fami Malek up in Arkansas for Clinton. Somebody cuts their arms and legs and heads off and puts themselves in a plastic bag and then pours gasoline on themselves and then lights themselves on fire. That's a suicide, folks. It's like coming in and someone's put themselves in a meat grinder and then put the sausage that was made out of it into boxes and put in a freezer and then drives the truck that brings it to market or something. Speaking of cannibalism, it's real big with the culture of death crowd. Rolling Stone has reported, a liberal publication, about how the homosexuals, quote, want to get AIDS. It's a culture of death. Well, in Germany, it's cannibalism is big. They'll cut their arms and legs off and eat them at large dinners. But now they're volunteering to be killed and be gobbled in large death rings. This is BBC. I mean, any type of depravity, stuff that never has even entered our minds is going on out there. And I'm committing a hate crime criticizing the cannibalism, by the way, according to Scotland Yard's diversity unit. I'm not joking, folks. I will probably be arrested someday just for reporting that this is deviant behavior. One of the top media presenters over in England, we had him on the show last year, was arrested for using the word homosexual instead of gay. You notice all the articles say gay, 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 which isn't the proper word. You know, homosexual, heterosexual, Anglo, Negro, you know, these are scientific terms for things, but they find that offensive, so you can't use a scientific term. So the gays are big on eating each other, literally, and giving each other syphilis and AIDS. I'm not saying all of them, but a larger group, and it's very dangerous, and it's horrible, and I'm a hate criminal for even reporting it. So that's coming up, too, just bizarreness that goes past anything that I had ever even thought of. People volunteering to be eaten and being killed and slaughtered, and well, slaughtered and butchered and like a hog. So that's coming up. It's a big fetish here in the U.S. That's been reported in the news to go to Mexico and have your legs cut off and then to eat them. But when you run out of the long ham, that's what you call human flesh, well, you got to resort to killing yourself so others, you know, it's a sacrifice you make so they can have the delicious meal. But again, I'm radical and extreme. I'm against this. I'm also pro-gun, by the way. We'll be. That means I'm a liberal. We'll be right back.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it'll keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-348-4100. That's 1-800-348-4100. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones. Yes, it's me, it's I. Thank you for joining us today on this live Friday, the 18th of July, 2003, worldwide edition. And we're going to have open phones. Well, the big whistleblower that exposed the falsification of documents by ultra-socialist Tony Blair had just testified secretly before the House of Commons, and he's dead. That night he had a little boo-boo, and he was found dead. And, of course, the government is involved. They don't do things like that. MI5 and MI6 are very nice people when they're not blowing up school buses or bombing churches to blame it on their political enemies, which they've been caught doing. And, it's dangerous to be right when the government's wrong. And people say, well, then why are you still alive? Well, because I'm on the air, and you know, they whack Alex Jones, and it'll just make my videos more popular, and you'll make more copies of them. And there's so many patriots speaking out who are involved and writing books and making films and doing talk shows that, no, they like to kill government officials, though. The government does that to scare others. And they know that everybody's going to get the message. People are going to read the news and understand what happened, and this will get a little respect. People will shut up. In fact, as Tony Blair was giving his speech yesterday, where he talked about a new world order, as the Queen of England's little boss was here giving us orders, this man was dying. And a lot of people have died who've spoken out about corruption. A lot of news reporters, our government said they would, quote, kill reporters. And you look at the list of those that have died, the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of reporters. In Iraq, they're almost all independent reporters who just so happen to be against the war. And, well, in a lot of cases, witnesses would see troops walk up, special forces, and splatter their brains all over the wall. Or, the Abrams tank would target for 10 minutes to get their shot just right and shoot up into the Reuters compound, and reporters go blasting out in different pieces. So, it's all part of freedom. Killing members of the press, murdering people that tell the truth, it's all about freedom, folks. And the headline of the BBC is Body Matches Iraq Expert. So this will be the spin, is it him? But now they've done tests, and yes, it's Dr. Kelly. The government says an independent judiciary inquiry will be held into the circumstances of the death. The body is confirmed to be that of Dr. Kelly, and the family's seen it, and the police have seen it, and it's Dr. Kelly. But they say they're not releasing anything right now. They're not going to say if he was killed or committed suicide. And it says the government announcement of an inquiry into the body is Dr. Kelly's came from Prime Minister's plane as he flew for a visit to Tokyo from the U.S. Earlier this week, Dr. Kelly denied being the main BBC's main source for a story claiming Downing Street had sexed up a dossier about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. He appeared before the Commons Foreign Affairs Committee on Tuesday. His family had contacted the police when he failed to return home by midnight on Thursday. So Thursday, was this is just a few hours ago. It's Thursday, 6-8 hours before it is there, before it is here. This is Tony Blair, who is heading to Japan for his speech to Congress in Washington, has been informed about the discovery of the body. It says sensitive government ministers have said they believe he was the source of Mr. Gillian's story. Superintendent Perel said the officials' family were aware that the body had been found. A police family liaison officer is with them. Oh, yes. Probably telling them how good it'll be to keep their mouths shut. And it goes on to say that he had given information to the BBC, but they were kind of protecting him and saying that he wasn't their main source. And he had testified before Commons that the government was lying. And, well, he had a little boo-boo, didn't he? And, so he's dead now and found out in the middle of nowhere, 5 miles from his house. It's kind of like the Enron executive over key files that just happened to come out missing, and somebody drug him out of his house in his underwear and shot him in the head. And then the other key, Arthur Anderson accountant, got found his decomposing body in the woods. But again, they're just committed suicide, folks. The Houston Chronicle first reported that the police said that the Mr. Baxter had probably been murdered and foul play was evident, and then suddenly they got the message that that wasn't the case. And remember, the Houston Chronicle on June 24th had the police chief saying that they framed thousands of people and he got caught doing it, so now he's apologizing, and that the DNA and crime lab is framing people. So this is the type of government we have here. Just down there with that case. So two individuals dying, but again, the government doesn't do that. They're totally trustworthy. They're nice people. They're loving liberals like Bill Clinton, or they're Christian conservatives like Bush. It's all the same agenda, but hey, that doesn't really matter, does it? We'll just talk about rhetoric. By the way, I was doing errands yesterday and driving around doing stuff and going from office to office, and I was flipping around their conservative talk radio, and I'd flip channels, and it'd be Hillary Clinton. Flip the channel. Tom Daschle, flip the channel. Hillary Clinton, flip back. Hillary Clinton. I'd get in my car, going somewhere for 30 minutes, come out, turn on the car, turn on the radio. Hillary Clinton, flip the channel. Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's all they talk about. And you're like, well, you don't like Hillary, do you? Well, no, she voted for the war. She votes for gun control. She votes for open borders. She tries to block Dan Burton's committee investigating her criminal husband. I mean, she's got an identical record to Bush. Frankly, a little more conservative on a few issues. I'm not joking when I say that, by the way. In actual actions. Just because she can't get stuff through like Bush can, her business partner from MENA, who's protecting her and her husband as usual. But it's just all this mindless diversion about Bill Clinton and Hillary. And basically, all these neocon shows are advertisements for her book. I mean, I'm really getting sick of it, folks. You got the Mary Madelines and the James Carville husband and wife teams, all, you know, two sides of the same coin. You got the Bennett brothers, two sides of the same coin. You got the Republicans and Democrats, two sides of the same coin. I mean, it's all just teams. It's all a big joke. You've got the big socialist pushing world government, you know, lying little demonic snake. You can just look at him. He radiates corruption and wickedness. Dick Morris, and then he's on all the conservative shows with them lavishing him with praise. I mean, it's just total la-la land sophomoric theater. I heard one of the big neocons yesterday saying that there's no proof they lied about the uranium, that it's all partisan, and since the Democrats are using this, it's okay that even if President Bush did lie because the war was righteous and he's a great leader. I mean, don't you see how they play that? Oh, the Democrats are against the war, or the Democrats are going to say the uranium is a lie, and so, you know, it's okay. And no, it's not okay that Bill Clinton's a liar and attacked Serbia for no reason, and the news put out lies of mass graves that turned out to be Serbs, and that bin Laden was attacking the Serbs, and the Serbs couldn't defend themselves. And no, it's not okay that PNAC, the president's group, said it was about oil and said it was about a military base. By the way, energy documents just got released. They had to release them. This is a small portion, and it's Cheney meeting with the energy group with a map of Iraq plotting who gets the oil. And by the way, that map matches BP and Shell and ExxonMobil and who got the oil in Iraq. And, of course, now their stock's up and record profits. And, of course, it was about oil. Part of it was about oil. Now, it's like saying when the mafia takes over the city, it's just about prostitution. Well, no, it's about drugs and extortion and corruption and bid rigging and construction. You know, same thing with Iraq. You know, there's a lot of reasons there. Afghanistan, $3 trillion in oil, opium, slave trade, you know, all the goodies, the slave factories with the rugs the yuppies pay $5,000 for. And then I tune into Neocon Radio. Neocon Radio is an advertisement now that sweatshops aren't bad. This is what I hear now. Genetically modified food is good for you. Well, a little gun control is reasonable. And hey, open borders is a good thing. That's what mainline Neocon Radio is. Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, all these guys. I mean, it's shameful. I could smash any of them in debates. I could crush them. I would annihilate them. I would debate them for 24 hours till they collapsed. I would expose what they are as Trojan horses. But you know what? We're not on 400, 500, 800 radio stations like these people. We're on a lot, but they're usually the mom and pops, and we do get the mom and pops ratings. We do build them, but it takes time. And we're not growing fast enough to defeat these people. You're going to lose your guns. You're going to lose your border. You're going to be tracked and traced. The national ID card's going in. You're going to lose everything, folks, because of the Trojan horses. I mean, we know Hillary Clinton is a piece of trash up one side and down the other. But it's not a religion of bashing her all day when the neocons are getting an agenda worse than hers through. And now you got the guy, from all reports, who was leaking a lot of the key information about Blair, who testified, and he ends up dead a day after he testifies, out in the middle of a field. I mean, folks, Tony Blair is one of the most socialistic, evil, gun-grabbing, world government-promoting people in the planet. And the neocons were worshiping him yesterday, carrying his speech where he talked about a new world order, not once, but twice. And those same neocons will get on the air and when we talk about the New World Order and call us conspiracy theorists. See, It's a joke, people. The whole thing's a sick joke. Hillary, Chuckie Schumer, Blair, they're all for war. They all want your guns, and they love Bush. Be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populace assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The Ministry of Defense and the British government are here in the BBC saying that, yes, they believe that Dr. Kelly was the one leaking the information about the lies in the documents, and the prior knowledge of the lies about Saddam getting uranium. We already know they know it was a lie. That's admitted. That's not even debatable. But the people that call into the neocon shows are so incoherent because they're mindless liberals that they can't even debate their own kindred in the false paradigm. But it says right here, I mean, this is horrible. It's got the Ministry of Defense spokeswoman said, we are aware that Dr. Kelly has gone missing, and we are obviously concerned. And it says a police officer in the area where the body was found, and again, it's a wooded area and found in a field, and they won't say what was on the body, and that may be sealed for security purposes. Mm-hmm. He just showed up dead in a field, and now he won't be able to testify before Parliament anymore. And it says, they say Dr. Kelly, who has worked as a weapons inspector in Iraq, had been poorly treated by the government, a charge strongly rejected by the Ministry of Defense. Of course, there'd also, earlier this week, been some threats that he better not testify anymore. And, well, he had a boo-boo, but we're sorry for him. God bless him. I hope he goes to heaven. I think he will. His sacrifice tell the truth. But understand this, folks. Understand this, that the neocons are worshiping Tony Blair. They just love him. This is a guy who was for 70%+ taxation. This is a guy who's for total gun bans, hunting bans. This is a guy who wants to get rid of England's national sovereignty. This is a guy who says New World Order about 10 times a week, and I'm not joking. All he does is say New World Order. Just New World Order, New World Order, global government, New World Order, New World Order, global union. He wants the 3 million cameras to all have face scanners in them. They're putting it in. Road taxes with satellite tracker boxes. I mean, this guy's horrible. And I hear them worshiping him on conservative talk radio. I mean, just worshiping him. He is, again, they're winning because they know how to put a conservative label on it and sell you big government. I don't want to spend all day on the guy that blew the whistle on the British government lying, dying. But, I mean, is this not obvious here, people? This is so obvious. And now other people in government will be very careful. No, they better all speak out now and have courage and do the right thing. It's amazing. But, you know, he doesn't have the murder of all those Iraqi children and our troops and British troops on his hands now, does he? And here's another story out of the Washington Post. Again, they're going to report on all this now that the globalists have already gotten the oil and already gotten control of the region. Now they're going to burn conservatives and act like conservatism is lying and evil and corrupt and then let America take the blame as the bad cops. See, I told you this would happen. I told you after the war they'd burn conservatives and Bush would burn conservatives and energize the gun-grabbing, land-grabbing, socialist arm of the New World Order. And then now it's happening. I mean, I got these people figured out, folks. I got how they operate. It's a tag team. It's a double team that they do on us. U.S. had uranium papers earlier. Officials say forgeries on Iraq efforts reached State Department before speech. State Department received copies of what would turn out be forged documents suggesting that Iraq tried to purchase uranium oxide from Niger 3 months before the President's State of the Union. Well, I've been saying 2.5. They say 3. The State of the Union address, administration officials said, documents which officials said appeared to be of dubious authenticity were distributed to the CIA and other agencies. Well, they made them. Also, remember, they found the two mobile weapons trucks and a couple others. Two were sold by the Russians, two by the British, but the two they showed on the news were sold to them in the 80s by the British. They had the purchase order. Everybody, they have laptops with James weapons dictionaries in them, serial numbers. They knew the first day the Iraqis told them. The Iraqi troops said, yeah, these are for pumping up balloons. Our troops knew that. We have the same British systems here. The U.S. government buys them, but it's the same trucks. But all over the news for months, look at these mobile weapons trucks. Oh, they were going to hit us. Oh, they were going to get us any minute. And as late as a week ago, I was still hearing neocons go, they have the mobile trucks, people. Don't listen to these liberals about how the documents from Niger were fake. That hasn't been proven. Besides, we have the mobile trucks. We have them, the nuclear centrifuges. We have mass graves. And months ago it was admitted that the UN had been there in the early 1990s. It was a storage area for dead Iranians and Iraqis where they exchanged the bodies like we do with North Korea or Vietnam. But again, I still hear neocons. I've heard them a week ago. Still mantraing, mass graves, mobile weapons trucks. centrifuges. It's all lies. They're still lying.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be a leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and
slipping in recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me just say this one more time for you folks who just joined us. The weapons inspector, the doctor, the guy that testified, they knew that the Niger documents and other material was fake. They were being pressured to lie. This guy was found dead after missing just a few hours out in the middle of a wooded area in a field. And it talks about how he was being mistreated by the Ministry of Defense, being threatened, saying you're releasing classified information. He testified before the House of Commons in one of their little sessions, the Intelligence Committee and others. And now he's dead. I mean, that means they're getting desperate, folks. And they could have easily poisoned him and have the guy have a heart attack, or he could have died in a car wreck. But no, they want everybody to know and go, gee, what happened to Dr. Kelly? He blew the whistle about lying, and he's dead. You see what you're part of now, neocons, cheering this whole thing on? I'm sure it's real funny to you. Of course, it'll never be discussed on the neocon shows. But, of course, the neocons all want to talk about the Clinton death list, which is very worthy to be discussed. But, you know, I really don't want to discuss it because I don't want to hear the neocons talk about how evil Clinton is because they're protecting him and blocking Dan Burton's committee. It's all just an exercise in futility, as they say. David and Ken and others that are holding your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air today on this Friday is 800-259-9231. Let me just blitz through some of the headlines so you know what's coming up. 800-259-9231. U.S. had uranium papers earlier, knew that they were false. Iraq uranium forgeries crudely done, newspaper reveals. Well, it's like their weapons dossier was written by a graduate student 12 years ago. They just grabbed it off the internet. I mean, look, I have the document right here. Here's another one. This is Judicial Watch, known as conservative. I'm sorry, they're not neocons that Ron Paul's been railing against. They actually have a real record. Cheney's Energy Task Force documents featured map of Iraqi oil fields. Yes. And it just so happened, mentioned some of the companies that just so happened to get the contracts. And of course, the White House's own documents said it was about oil, but we'll just ignore that. And notice the liberals ignore PNAC, too, because they're all part of the team. It's just that illusion. That theater make you think there's a choice, so that's coming up. Blair sets out his view of the New World Order to Congress. Again, Blair sets out his view of the New World Order to Congress, and in his speech he called for a New World Order and, quote, said that world order needs order and that the New World needs order. Just lots of New World Order stuff. And Tony Blair last night became the first British Prime Minister to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress since Margaret Thatcher in 85. The following are excerpts from the speech. It says extracts. I guess that's how the British write in the Herald. They call it extracts. We call it excerpts. But little quirks in the English language there. I guess they have the real, authentic English language. But I watched clips of it on TV last night. I became so nauseated I was about to throw up. This is their little regional governor coming over to spank everyone. It's like 1776 all over again. I mean, they're on the offensive because they know the best defense is good offense. Key witnesses are dropping dead, and Blair is jumping up and down in the halls of Congress saying Al-Qaeda is going to get us unless we give up our rights. and you tune into the radio stations, and they're playing all these war on terror promos, and Al-Qaeda's creeping around, going to get you, and the border stays wide open. So that's coming up. Also, Walmart to forego tracking chips due to protests, Washington Times. That is not true. That is a shill. We start winning the battle against them, so they say, okay, we give up, you're right, and then as soon as we turn our backs, they begin a large volley attack. They've announced that the Total Information Awareness Network got defunded. Actually, their funding got massively increased months ago, years ago, before you even heard of it. Well, you heard about it on this show 5-6 years ago. They said they get rid of tips, and then they radically expanded under Talon. So this shows we're having a victory, but again, they're moving forward. Democrat eyes potential grounds for Bush impeachment. Senator Graham, who, by the way, was involved sneaking around with 911, just like Bush is. More theater. Blunkett rallies to Blair's aid, and Blair says history will judge us. German cannibal charged with murder. The man he ate wanted to be eaten. He was part of a 450-group cannibal organization, and they found some other stuff. There may be multiple bodies in the house. You talk about the culture of death, very successful importation by UNESCO, the culture of death. As Rolling Stone reported, these people want to die, they want AIDS. This is Rolling Stone, by the way. A large section, they say now, about a third of San Francisco men who were polled want AIDS, want to die, and there's also now this cannibal-slash-Satanism coming into it. That's BBC talking about dehumanization, scientists to clone a mammoth. That's coming up. Also, you can buy a fish that's been crossed with a jellyfish that grows in the dark. It's right out of Blade Runner in the Taiwan shops. So just, you know, your designer genetic engineers right there on the streets. Yes, very nice. Also, contamination in Canada sounds warning to UK. There's hardly any real canola that's not genetically modified. The Royal Mounted Police have been caught. This has even been in National Geographic. The Mounties drive around throwing handfuls of genetically modified seeds into people's crops. Then it grows up, contaminates. The people have their seed records that they bought them, that they didn't buy Monsanto. Doesn't matter. Monsanto owns the judges. They sue. They take the land. Their own statements are that they want to take over the entire biosphere, patenting life. Massive environmental crisis. Of course, the environmental groups could care less and are owned by Monsanto. Yeah, they are. Greenpeace, all of them. They're all bought and paid for by the big people that are corrupting the environment. So the environmental movement's about stealing your ranch as they splice goaters with spiders and fish with jellyfish and release them in the oceans and put human genes into salmon and then put the salmon genes into corn and then put AIDS virus in the corn and plant it all over Texas and Nebraska, the Texas company's Protegene, Source Associated Press, but you didn't hear about that. See, it's all just off the charts, folks. I'm about to go to your calls. It's all just off the charts. The insanity is off the charts, okay? We're living in total la-la land. RFID for credit card users. My wife has now noticed, and she's going to try to go purely to cash. She goes to Kinko's, and even if the clerk takes your card, it goes into a machine and doesn't come out unless you're a good citizen. And now the ATMs are going mainly to this. We've noticed that Slavit, or Target, as we call it, it now takes your credit card, sucks it in. Talk about the cashless society. We're going there. But, well, now they want to make all credit cards be radio frequency red. You notice IBM ran the ad 2 years ago before this was even put in the stores, where the guy comes in the leather jacket, stuffing stuff in his jacket. Security guard walks up and goes, excuse me, sir, you forgot your receipt. Scanned, see, by the radio frequency identifier readers, and his face is scanned to identify his security code access, and that's in the driver's license database / national ID card. Of course, I made a film about this almost 6 years ago, warning you in precise detail what would now happen. Called America Destroyed by Design. You may be concerned about it. I don't know. Maybe you want to be totally enslaved. Maybe you're going to enjoy the 87% tax rate that the OECD has said you will serve under the cashless control grid. When they bankrupt you and take your pension, maybe you're going to enjoy the one-room apartment you get in a government-controlled high-rise. This is the stated plan. And maybe you're going to enjoy having a camera in your room. But don't worry. The government says in their policy reports you'll have a small area that's private. This is for your safety. It is exact 1984 merged with an exact overlay of Brave New World, okay? By the way, Aldous Huxley did say in a speech in 62 before Berkeley, 2 months before his death, this was actually a government plan that he can now reveal, and that his brother was involved in as a top socialist known as Julian Huxley, first Secretary General of UNESCO. We're having trouble denying this. We had the family on. It was in the New York Post yesterday, where she has a 3.84 from the top 1%. Graduating from college at 15, the CPS is moving to take her from the family. They call that abuse. You're beginning to understand here just what we're facing. Again, it's off the charts. It's total dehumanization. We're under mass attack right now. It's off the scales. I cannot humanly, with my intellect, articulate the massive scale of evil we're under right now and the mass mindlessness of the yuppies, the hippies, the rednecks, and all the other subgroups running around worshiping world government. The sports heads, all of them, it's just disgusting. It's pathetic. We're under mass attack. Do you understand me? There's another article here, towards a world central bank, announcing that implantable human tracking chip launched. Thousands taking it. This is from Associated Press. They say they're going to go ahead and make it mandatory for people on probation. Bush charged in Iraq arms had doubters, House told. Bill to stop gun lawsuits under fire, trying to derail that good bill. Banks to verify customers' identity in all cases through USA Patriot Act. No Fourth Amendment automatic reporting to IRS. This is from the Sacramento Bee. Well, that's all coming up. But let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Dave in Boston, Mass. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
How you doing? This is Paul Revealand up here.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Just one quick thing. You had John Kottmeyer on the show last Monday.
Yes.
Did he give a website?
Yes, save-a-patriot.org.
Save-a-patriot.org.
No, save-a-patriot.org.
Okay, got it, because he's coming here in September. I got to see this guy. He was great.
Well, he's a good guy in the fight against the New World Order. Did you have any comments about this guy that blew the whistle on Blair lying, ending up dead in the field? Do you have any comments about just mass, bizarre government police state?
How are they going to do the fingerprints for thumb scanners?
Well, I don't know how they're going to do that. They put them in the grocery store, and you come in, and they say thumb scan for security.
It takes your print right there.
And they get your print for the database when you get your driver's license.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it works.
Yeah.
And that's admitted that here in Texas since 93, they laser scan your thumb and take a digital photo of you. That's uploaded, and the grocery stores and banks access that, and they're already doing it with their cameras. And the stores are already putting the thumb scanners in, and then they put in self-serve checkout lanes, get you used to that. Then they pull out the service checkout lanes. Then they make you use the thumb scanners.
Yeah, the Home Depot's doing that.
Yeah, well, they're putting in the self-servers, then they put the thumb scanners in, then they pull out the other checkout lanes. You understand the control grid, this is how you domesticate something.
Oh, yeah, I understand the control grid.
By the way, it's the stated policy of these groups. It's not hidden.
Out in the open.
Yeah, it's how you break a horse, it's how you train a monkey, it's how you train a dog. It's just, you know, they're laughing at us. Remember 5 years ago, the Lockheed Martin ad where the space shuttle takes off in the morning, you have this prideful feeling, and the guy points with pride, and then his finger gets scanned? Associating thumb scanning with the space shuttle, with high tech, with American pride? You ever see that ad?
I didn't see that ad, no.
Yeah, it aired for about 5 years. They've stopped airing it. All right, well.
Did Ward Bush go to the Grove Tuesday?
Well,
did you hear?
The Bohemian Grove meets for 3 weeks, two or three weeks, and they generally show up. The Bushes don't normally show up when they're in office later.
Thanks
for the call, Dave. I really appreciate that call. We're going to go to some more of your calls here in a moment, but I would ask listeners to have a particular news item they want to discuss or to talk about one of the items I've thrown out. Now, no one has called in about the subject. I'm told about the Dr. Kelly who blew the whistle about Blair knowing the documents were lies. Well, I mean, that's already come out, but Now he's dead. Is anyone concerned about this? I mean, is this not obvious here? Dead out in the field, folks. Now, does this concern you? You know, these snatch and grab operations by government. 800-259-9231. And what do you think about the spin? The spin out there in the media that Bush never knew that the Niger information was false, and he never read the speech. And the White House on websites, and they've since pulled them, but it's on the record, and it's news has reported on it, show photos of Bush reading the speech, the State of the Union, drawing out the margin, circling it, circling lines, changing the speech, right up to the speech. Because, you know, they want to project this image of Bush writing his own speeches and analyzing them when he doesn't write his own speeches. Most presidents don't. But they want to create this illusion, so they show the photos and later say, oh, he never read it till the speech. And well, you know, it's okay to fib, because this war was a righteous war, and it was never about oil. No, we just have the president's own cabinet writing documents about how it was for oil. And then, see, they say, oh, well, the liberals are being partisan. Of course they are. It doesn't matter. It's still a lie. It's still bad. You know, I got accused when I would attack Bill Clinton for being a criminal and a liar of, you're just being partisan. You're just being a Republican. And I'd say, no, I expose corruption. And see, I'm doing that today. I have integrity, at least some integrity on this issue. And again, I ask the conservatives, how do you worship Tony Blair? I mean, he's like an icon now. They're selling Tony Blair T-shirts on the big conservative websites. He's this big hero now. Tony Blair, the most socialistic, wicked leader we know of in existence. Other than, I don't know, maybe the admitted communist street thug. He used to be an enforcer for the communists. Mr. Schroeder, old Gerhard, and we've got Bush scurrying about, just a total puppet. He's not running anything. But the point is, people think these puppets are, so we have to discuss them. So we'll come back and take your calls on the other side of this break, and I'll get into Iraq uranium forgeries, crudely done newspaper reveals. But the neocons just keep saying, it's liberal lies, it's liberal lies. You're the liberals. You're the people that vote identically to Hillary Clinton, and I'm sick of it. And what do you think about Blair's speech yesterday? Did you see him call for a new world order? Headline out of the Herald, Blair sets out his vision of the new world order. But you've heard the neocons on the air say, the kook detector, anybody that talks about a new world order is crazy, it doesn't exist, there's no CFR. I mean, you heard Ann Coulter. When I talked about the CFR, she goes, oh, more black helicopters, more conspiracies. You heard her. I mean, they give speeches at the CFR calling for new world order, saying they're going to use terror to get a new world order, and then we say it, and they go, oh, you're crazy, you're delusional. See, that's doublethink, folks. So there's just a bunch of news coming up, too, and we're going to have open phones today at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll talk about this obvious murder of the whistleblower over in England, InfoWars.com.
Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed to work. All natural New Hair comes in a convenient tablet form with formulas targeted specifically for men and women. Take two tablets every day, and New Hair goes to work on your entire scalp. Plus, order now and New Hair costs under $40 a month. So if you're frustrated with your hair loss problem, try clinically tested New Hair. It's all natural, convenient to use, and New Hair comes with up to a 6-month guarantee. So call now, 800-481-9858. Remember, New Hair is guaranteed for up to 6 months to improve your hair loss problem for men and women. Call right now and order. 800-481-9858. 800-481-9858. That's 800-481-9858.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're about to go straight to your calls. Emmett, Kevin, Barney, Bob, Dan, and others. I just want to briefly tell you that if you want to get involved in this fight, if you don't want to just sit there in a frustrated fashion wishing that we could expose the criminals that run the global government, my videos are the key tool to get the job done. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, proves that the military-industrial complex carried out September 11th. It is professionally produced. It is powerful. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is. The film is very, very important for you to see. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. Part two of that, because September 11th is such a big story, so much evidence, and it's excellent as well, is Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement is now out. They're $25.95, all over 2 hours long. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. The book is $12. It's 9-1-1 Descent into Tyranny. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films or the book, VR Secure Online Shopping Cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action today. Emmett in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. The mail person put a letter in my rural mailbox yesterday, and it reads, our goal is to deliver mail to each address within the same 45-minute time frame every day. The barcode to be placed in your mailbox will be one of several scanned each day along your carrier's delivery route. These scans will produce a reporting enabling our carriers and supervisor to measure success in achieving the daily time goal and identify opportunities for greater delivery efficiency.
Yeah, and that's not, and of course, that's part of the control grid, and I've read about this in the past. This is about control, and this has nothing to do with speeding up delivery. It's just to make a record that you did get delivery of whatever government bill or whatever they send to you. It's about that. It's about court proceedings. It's about land grabbing. It's about tracking you.
Well, I can refuse this. So that would be best if I do.
Oh, of course. You don't want their dirty little barcode in there.
And I miss Brian of New York calling in. Have you two guys have a fallout? Or?
Yes, I had a fallout with a caller. No, I haven't had a fallout with anybody.
Brian of New York?
The caller, sir, come on. I haven't had any fallouts with anybody.
Oh.
Okay, my show isn't about fallouts with callers. I'm not mad at you, but it is kind of irritating.
No, I know. Well, he calls Tom Valentine, but I used to like to hear him call your show.
Okay, well, he can call in if he'd like to. Maybe he's on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Kevin and Mash. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome to the airwaves, Kevin. All right.
This David Kelly body being found, it's right in your face. It's right out there. And they want it to be that way. You know, people say, what are you going to do about it? And I just wanted to say that keeping quiet is not going to help your kid's future, and it didn't help the Jewish people who lived in Hitler's Germany, and it doesn't help to keep quiet. We have to do what we can do.
Exactly. They killed the senator on purpose right in front of everybody. They've killed David Kelly, the guy that blew the whistle on Blair, as a liar. I mean, they could have killed him another way with poison or whatever. Instead, they kill him and then throw him out in a wooded field, you know, in the field by the woods, out in the countryside. I mean, this is incredible.
David Bannon, you know, it was great to hear him the other night. As he says, he only keep alive people like this that speak out because they have more that they could release. And if he did, he'd be gone too.
You want to add anything else, Kevin?
No, that was what I was thinking when I just saw the David Kelly right there on Yahoo. I didn't have to. Before the New World Order was there in my face, before I could hit your website, it was right there in the public press for a change.
Yeah, just letting you know, this is a message to all the government bureaucrats: keep your mouth shut, or we'll ice you. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.